In a suburban neighborhood, a newspaper lands on the roof of a house. Riding a bicycle, a boy throws another newspaper. It sails past a sprinkler and lands on a lawn. Grabbing the next paper, he carelessly tosses it into some plants. Yet another paper comes to rest near some rose bushes at the edge of a two-story home's front yard.
Young man, in the future, please deposit the paper inside its designated target area.
No problem, lady. Whatever. Lady?
By the front door, a mechanical arm emerges from an octagonal panel. The arm extends and grabs the newspaper before retracting.
I will be monitoring your accuracy from now on.
The panel closes.
Whoa.
He glances around before biking off. On a wall-mounted monitor, a 1950s-style image features a woman presenting a house on a tray like a cape. A title appears, Smart House.
Morning, paper.
Below the monitor, a bespectacled woman catches the newspaper through the panel chute.
Ah! Miles! I love the amount of publicity we've been getting. Look at that! Look at that!
The man holds a mug.
Isn't that fabulous?
I think it's because that reporter has a crush on you.
Ugh, you think everybody's got a crush on me.
Well, that's because most men do. You're just too blind to see it.
Not blind, just very busy.
Self-inflicted.
You have heard of the book Smart Women, Foolish Choices?
Mm-hmm.
It's my autobiography.
Miles shakes his head.
No, work is much safer for me.
Safe is boring.
Can we stick to the task at hand, please?
He reads the paper.
Thrilled to see the newspaper retrieval system working so flawlessly.
The whole house is running at max efficiency. You should be proud of yourself, Sarah. It's a masterpiece.
She turns on a monitor.
You made sure you downloaded all the visuals?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Pat, what's the current temperature, please?
Climate control on target at 72.5 degrees.
The lights flicker.
Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome, Sarah.
Voice identification up and running.
Like I said, it's all top-notch. The only thing left for you to do is sit back and wait for some lucky family to move in and screw it all up.
Sarah stops and stares at Miles before walking off. In another house, a teenaged boy takes a boiling pot from the stove, then strains pasta in the sink. He opens a can of soup. He picks up a landline phone.
Hello? Sorry, he's not. Can I take a message? Melanie? Can I tell him what it's regarding? Really? Yeah, I'll let him know. No, I won't forget. Bye.
He places a baking dish with the pasta in the oven. Still in the kitchen, he uses a laptop. On his screen, a biography is titled Leonardo da Vinci. He saves the file.
All right, Atkins.
He sets a dining room table for three.
Dad. And sis. Fork and knife.
He checks his watch.
Come on, Mom, we gotta take a Banshee.
He leads a dog outside. His sister exits a neighbor's house while he waits on his bike.
Hey, how about a thank you?
Thanks for having me.
Okay, see you later.
Wearing a leash, Mutt follows the boy while towing the girl on inline skates behind him. Now the brother enters the kitchen. Putting on a glove, he retrieves the pasta from the oven.
Oh, thank you for not burning.
He sets it on the stovetop. The dog enters. His sister skates in.
Hey, get going on your homework, okay?
She checks the fridge.
I need you to run my spelling words.
Yeah, 1 minute.
He types.
And take off the rollerblades in the house.
The title of a web page reads Smart House.
What are you doing this time, computer boy?
Can people quit entering? This house is supposed to be mine.
Don't tell me you're entering another contest.
Just go study your spelling words, please.
He fills out an online form with information including his name, Ben Cooper.
Send them now.
The form reads, contest entry completed.
Now can you help me run my spelling words?
1 second.
Ben grabs a bag of dog food.
Come on, Mutt, time to eat. Lesson.
L-E-S-S-O-N.
She removes a wrist guard.
Good. Teacher.
T-E-A-C-H-E-R.
Practice.
P-R-A-C-T-I-C-E.
A man enters with a briefcase.
Dad!
Ah, oh, there's my beautiful pumpkin.
They hug.
How's everything?
Good.
Oh, something sure smells good.
Tuna noodle.
Tuna noodle, my favorite. Bang, got you some.
You got the Sadler account?
All 48 stores.
Is that good?
Is that good? That's incredible. That's excellent. It's amazing.
Good. Now you can finally start to relax. And you can start dating so we can have a new mom.
Why would he want to do that? We're already a perfect family the way we are.
Well, I know we've always said we're a perfect family, but there's still room for a little improvement, don't you think?
No.
Their dad eats a chip.
Anyway, thanks to me, we're soon going to have everything we'll ever need.
Uh-huh.
Now Ben shoots hoops with the basketball his father gave him.
Well, it's another beautiful morning here in Monroe County. Rise and shine and enjoy one of my favorite days. I hope you like it too. Have a great day.
Inside, Mr. Cooper styles his daughter's hair.
Straight, Dad. Part is supposed to be straight. Why is it so hard for you?
I told you 100 times, Ange. I'm a guy. I don't have the hairdo gene.
Do you think you could at least manage some piggy tails?
Will you not yell at me if it isn't perfect?
I'm not making any promises.
All right.
Comb in mouth, he struggles to tie Angie's hair in pigtails.
All right. Come on, sir.
Shaking her head, she stops him.
Forget it. Let's go. We're late enough as it is.
What about your hair?
So I'll look like a freak. What else is new?
Her dad grabs the comb from his mouth and leans over in frustration. Ben continues practicing in the driveway. Angie wears a cap.
Hey, Ben. We're heading out for Angie's party. You want to come along for the ride?
No, thanks, Dad. I got some business to attend to.
Oh, Ben, not another contest.
Trust me, Dad. This one, you're going to thank me for.
Come on, we're late.
Their father shrugs and mouths, "We're late," at Ben. Later, Ben plays with the ball inside.
Remember, all entries must be sent by electronic mail and logged in no later than 10 p.m. tonight. Entrants must reside in Monroe County. Multiple entries accepted.
Yeah. Send now.
He submits another entry to the Smart House contest.
Good news is, about a quarter of those entries should be mine.
A message reads, "Yes, I want to win the Smart House." He fills out another form. At night, a convertible is parked outside the two-story Smart House. Inside, Sarah works on a circuit board. The wallpaper has been peeled back, exposing the board. Miles lounges in a chair.
No, you're obsessing, don't you?
Obsessing is what I do best.
Relax. The boss digs this place.
He totally digs the idea of the place, but tonight he's going to finally see the reality.
But don't you just love the executive mentality? I'll never show up till the cameras are around.
Oh, I can't believe we're actually picking the contest winner tonight.
Wouldn't it make more sense to do it in the morning?
Well, Tuttle wanted a 10 p.m. entry deadline to make sure the announcement made the morning papers.
She cleans the rug.
Are you beginning to experience a little separation anxiety?
Sarah shrugs.
I don't know, Miles. After all I've invested in this project, I just want to make sure that everything goes as perfectly as possible.
A rat scurries from a wall hole.
Butler? What are you doing out of your cage? What, are you trying to scare Mama?
Visitor approaching, Sarah.
Okay. Sarah holds Butler.
Okay, thank you, Pat. Miles! Mm-hmm. Playtime's over. It's D-Day. Let's go.
At the Coopers.
Night, Dad.
Hey, my children. All showered?
Mm-hmm.
Brushed your teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Picked out your clothes for tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me a hug and a kiss. I love you.
2 tons.
2 tons, 6 tons. I'll be up in 10 minutes to tuck you in.
Okay.
Scoot.
Bye, Dad.
All right. I love you, son.
Love you.
All right. Hey, you're not still logged on the internet, are you?
Why?
How's anybody supposed to call us if you're always tying up a line?
We're all here. Who else do you need to talk to?
Gee, I don't know, Ben. You know your grandparents, a friend maybe.
All right. I'll be off at exactly 10:01. I promise.
Listen, speaking of calls, you haven't neglected to give me any messages lately, have you?
My like from who?
A woman named,
Oh, Melanie.
She called?
Yeah, last Thursday. I'm really, really sorry, Dad. I guess I just forgot.
How many times have I asked you to please write down my messages? That happens to be the woman that Mrs. McAtee was trying to fix me up with.
Well, blow her off. Trust me. I mean, this lady sounded like, well, I don't know, but I could tell she's definitely not your type.
It's been so long since I've been out with anybody. How could I possibly have a type?
Well, exactly. I mean, you're doing so great without a woman. Why rock the boat?
Good night, Benjamin.
Night, Dad.
Ben heads upstairs. His father shakes his head. Now, Miles and Sarah meet with their boss.
8,411. Sarah? Miles? I'm very pleased with the number of responses we've generated.
Well, thanks to the constant hard work of our esteemed publicist.
Couldn't have done it without such an exciting and innovative house to promote, Sarah.
Well, we're just a regular mutual admiration society, aren't we?
10 o'clock.
Oh.
The contest is now closed.
Meaning we can select our winner?
Oh, could Pat have the honors?
Can she do that?
Mr. Tuttle, you cut me to the quick. I don't know if you know this, but my smart house can do just about anything.
By all means.
Oh, good. Pat, access contest entries, please.
Yes, Sarah. Accessing contest entries.
Initiate random shuffle mode, please.
Initiating random shuffle mode.
Now, Pat, make a selection.
Lucky electronic postcard accessed.
Sarah lifts her brow.
And the winner is...
In a bedroom decked out with toys and sports paraphernalia, Ben sleeps in a chair by his computer. Elsewhere, Miles holds a phone to his ear.
Still busy?
There definitely must be a teenager in that house.
He paces.
Keep trying, Miles. If it gets too late, you can always call first thing in the morning.
Snacks will be made available in the kitchen.
Mr. Tuttle lounges on the couch. Morning finds Ben still sleeping in his chair. His leg slips off the desk and he wakes up, rubbing his eyes. Looking around, he quickly jumps up.
Oh, man.
Downstairs, Mr. Cooper packs his briefcase as Ben rushes over.
Thanks a lot, you guys. Wasn't anybody gonna wake me up?
Didn't your alarm go off?
No, I never said it. I fell asleep in front of my computer.
Man, we're gonna be later than usual. And nobody's even made our lunches yet.
Okay. How about you guys buy today so we can get going? There's for you.
Hey, did the guys from the smart house call?
Oh, yeah, didn't I tell you? We want a brand new house with all new furnishings. I guess it just slipped my mind.
Yeah, fun.
They start off.
Let's go.
Oh,
no,
Dad!
No. Let the machine get it. We have got to hit the road. Ow. March.
Hi. You've reached the Cooper family. We're probably out, so leave a message and we'll call you back.
If you're lucky.
At school.
Way to go, Cooper!
What was that all about?
I don't know.
I fell asleep last night about 10, and I woke this morning and still no call. I don't know, maybe they'll call me.
A tall teen ears.
Cooper! Where's the science report you're supposed to do for me, Benny boy?
Ryan, don't you realize that by using other people's work, all you're ultimately doing is hurting yourself?
How can I be hurting myself, geek, when I'm too busy hurting you?
Ryan shoves him in a locker.
Science report in my locker before lunch.
I think I'm actually growing baloney in here.
A student peers out of a classroom.
Here he comes!
Ben walks in and his friend follows.
Congratulations, Ben. I can't believe how lucky you are.
Lucky? Lucky for what?
For this.
The student hands him a newspaper. He unfolds it.
It's us? What do you want?
Now his father uses a phone.
Come on, Ben. There's got to be a catch. They don't give away a whole, a house of the future without wanting some kind of something in return.
I can't pull this, Dad. Please, I'm not exaggerating. It is like the ultimate opportunity of a lifetime. If you got a paper there, grab the local section and see for yourself.
All right. Hold on.
His father checks the newspaper. A headline reads, Cooper Family Wins House of the Future. An accompanying photograph shows Sarah.
Beautiful.
And practical, too.
You know her?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Smart house.
I don't see why we can't check it out.
Yes!
His father winces. Now, press gathers on the lawn outside the smart house.
Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I'd like to thank you all for coming today. It's a pleasure to see such a wonderful turnout from the press corps. Although I was going to introduce the contest winners myself, it seems more appropriate to let smart house do the honors.
Tuttle gestures to the house.
Pat?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to our newest occupants, the Cooper family, Nick, Ben, and Angie.
The family stands by a podium.
Sarah?
She comes up to the podium.
Barnes. Thank you, Pat.
Excuse me, Miss Barnes.
Pat? It stands for Personal Applied Technology.
Ms. Barnes, do your winners have to have extensive computer knowledge to live in Smart House?
No, absolutely not. Pat is the most user-friendly home on the block.
How does Pat actually get to learn and to know about her new occupants?
The same way you or I would. She observes them, studies their habits, keys into their every need. Pat's ability to learn on the job is her most advanced feature.
Is there anything this house can't do?
She glances up in thought.
Mime. But we feel that's a good thing.
Inside, Angie presses her hand against a scanner.
Ow! You You didn't tell me that thing was gonna bite me.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just Pat's way of getting to know you.
Angie Cooper, age 9, 52 inches tall, 62 pounds, blonde hair, brown eyes, 12% body fat, had measles and one early case of pneumonia, no broken bones.
Whoa. How'd you know all that?
The bite. The bite you felt was a tiny microscopic blood and tissue sample. And she analyzed your DNA, registered your body temperature, and then broke down your entire medical history.
Wow. Impressive.
The thing about Pat is the more time she spends with you, the more she learns. So before long, she's going to know more about you than you know yourself.
Well, that's kind of creepy, isn't it? I mean, it's like Big Brother is watching you, only Big Brother turns out to be your house.
Well, she's not interested in judging you or spying on you, Mr. Cooper.
Nick,
she just wants to understand you better so she can make your life as simple and comfortable as possible.
Hey, sounds great to me.
Shall we move on? Let me give you the tour. The living room was designed for any kind of living you might imagine.
Even if I wanted to live in, like, one of those safari camps?
Pat?
The blue wallpaper digitally changes to footage of a safari. Elephants roam in the distance. Angie steps closer to the digital wall.
Whoa.
An elephant appears to charge at her.
You have anything a little less adventurous?
I'm sorry, Pat. That's a little too intense. Can we have something more tranquil, please?
The image changes to show a beach where waves lap on the shore.
Go ahead, step closer.
It's okay.
The Coopers approach the wall. Nick smiles. A windsurfer glides by.
You can actually feel the mist.
Pretty great, huh?
Like being there. Without having to get covered in that icky sand.
Yeah.
A gentle breeze rustles Angie's hair. Sarah leads them into the kitchen.
Pat, can we look at a menu, please?
Lunch menu or dinner menu, Sarah?
Let's take a look at what you've got on tap for snacks.
Actually, I'm trying to get them to cut down on snacks.
Not to worry, Nick. My database was prepared by a team of nutritionists to ensure a balanced diet for each member of the family.
Ben, say something to Pat.
Hey, Pat, how's it going?
Fruit and fiber intake in the acceptable range, protein adequate, exhibits tendency to ingest excessive amounts of refined sugar.
I told you to go easy on the sugar bursties.
Hey, how'd she know all that?
Her atmospheric kitchen sensors act as instant breathalyzers and break down your entire diet.
She eyes Nick.
Care to give it a shot?
No, thanks. I get enough grief from my doctor.
I'm thirsty. May I have a drink, please?
Sure. Ask Pat.
Pat, may I have a strawberry smoothie?
Certainly, Angie. Ta-da!
A smoothie stands on a counter.
Look at this. Can you believe that?
They watch as Angie sips it with a straw.
Well?
Yum.
Good.
Listen.
Look!
She drops it.
Oh, no, don't worry.
Floor absorbers activated.
Absorbed beneath the carpet, the smoothie leaves no trace of a spill.
Whoa.
Reaching down, Nick picks up the empty glass and straw and examines them.
Where'd it go?
Where all smart house spills go, straight into Pat's floor absorbers.
I could definitely get used to this.
I think I already have.
Yeah. Angie grins.
So you mean we're gonna do it? We're gonna move in?
What the heck, why not?
Cool.
All right.
I love it here.
Listen, if it doesn't work out, we can all move back home, all right?
Sure. Although I think it's only fair to tell you, Nick, that once you get used to this place, the way I've designed it, any other home is just going to be a house.
She smiles perkily. Now Angie jumps on her bed.
Hey, 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 let the fun begin.
A music video plays on her bedroom wall.
I'm the wolf today. Hey, 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 I'll huff, I'll huff, I'll huff, I'll puff, I'll blow you away. Say you want, say you do.
Ben peers into her room.
Excuse me, annoying spice. Could you possibly keep it down in here?
Dad likes Sarah, you know.
Shut up.
I saw it with my own two eyes. He gave her the look.
Your problem is the music you're listening to. It's rotting your brain.
He touches a panel. The video stops.
Dad doesn't care about dating anyone because Mom was who he loved. And besides, he's got us.
You'd still be able to have a girlfriend if you want.
You're so ignorant. Do you even remember our mother anymore?
A little.
Yeah, well, I remember her a lot, okay? And I'm not just gonna let her get erased like she was never here. I mean, why do you think I don't go out for the basketball team or ever hang out with my friends? It's because I'm too busy killing myself, making sure that our lives run smoothly. You know why? I don't want anyone to get the idea that we need a new mom. That's why I work so hard to win a smart house. Anything I can't do, it can.
She averts her gaze.
Okay, slow your roll, will you? I wasn't trying to make you mad.
Look, I'm sorry. You just need to learn to think before you open your mouth.
Sorry.
Besides, Sarah Barnes isn't even remotely Dad's type.
Ben exits, leaving Angie frowning. Downstairs, Nick and Sarah chat.
I'm serious. The guy they called the Halloween Bandit. He wore a different scary mask to every bank robbery.
Oh, I remember reading about him.
Yeah, well, I dated him.
You did not.
I did. I can't remember if he was before or after the rubber chicken manufacturer. Anyway, he was on the list.
You're making this stuff up.
I wish I was.
Well, I'm glad you have such rotten taste in men, or else you never would have had the time to create this incredible house for us.
He shows her out.
I hope you enjoy it.
We will. Ben and Angie are already right at home.
I'm truly delighted. And whatever you're doing, keep up the good work. They seem like terrific kids.
Yeah, despite my influence. Hey, shouldn't I maybe have your number in case, you know, any questions come up about the house?
You have it already.
I do.
Pat, secretarial mode, please.
For what listing, please?
Mine.
Sarah Barnes, 5550198.
Thank you.
Finally, an address book that I can't lose track of. Oh, Sarah Barnes.
They shake hands.
Thank you for everything.
All in a day's work.
She shrugs.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Remaining in the doorway, he watches her go. She heads down the street toward her parked convertible. Giving a final look, he re-enters the house. She gets in the driver's seat and closes the door. Later, a basketball game plays on a wall. A player inbounds the ball to a teammate who dribbles before sinking a shot from the half-court line. In his bed, Ben wakes up and watches the on-court celebration.
Excellent call, Pat. Very cool.
In Angie's room, she sleeps. A lamp turns on.
5 more minutes, Dad. Please. Dad.
She sits up.
Whoa.
Clad in a Mickey Mouse costume, a conductor leads an orchestra as fireworks light up the sky above a band shell.
Forgot to pick out my clothes last night.
Not to worry, Angie. Biorhythm analysis indicates this is exactly the outfit you would have selected yourself.
Wall panels lower, displaying neatly laid out garments.
Totally.
She grabs a pair of sweatpants. In Nick's room, he sleeps. He turns to see his wall depicting a crowing rooster.
Hey, Pat. What's with the Green Acres routine?
Your personality profile indicates you find it very calming to visualize the simplicity of country life.
He checks the clock.
6:15 in the morning, all I want to do is visualize the inside of my eyelids.
Sorry, Nick, but beginning your day a bit earlier will get everyone off to a much more stress-free start.
Try telling that to my...
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
They're dressed for school.
Kids?
Guess what? A whole symphony just woke me up.
Well, that's nothing. My alarm was the final buzzer of a championship basketball game.
I must be seeing things. Usually have to pry you two out of bed with the jaws of life.
That was pre-pet, Dad.
Yeah, Dad. Come on. Wake up and smell the coffee.
Fresh brewed coffee.
In the kitchen, Nick sips from a mug. Angie and Ben eat.
Mocha walnut, my all-time favorite.
I know.
You're unbelievable, Pat. You think you could siphon some off into a thermos that I could take to work?
Already done.
A kitchen island compartment rises.
These pancakes are great.
Hey, I gotta tell you something, pal. If Pat's other meals are as good as her breakfast, you might be out of a job.
Somehow, Dad, I think I'll survive the heartbreak.
Now, Ben enters school with two friends.
Exactly what I wanted. It was made. I know. That's what I'm saying. Okay, she corrected my math. She suggested 6 other worksheets for my inventor and inventions report for Stolper. She got my shower going perfect temperature and had freshly baked cookies and milk waiting on my desk before bed.
How sweet is that?
It's like having the world's most perfect mom.
Who's only there to serve and never complains.
Exactly.
Ryan approaches with a red-haired lackey.
I got 2 words for you, Cooper. You dead meat.
Actually, Ryan, that's a 3 words. All right.
Ben's friend shuts himself in a locker.
Science report, Cooper. Now.
then retrieves a paper from his bag.
Here you go. Guaranteed A+. History of the Atom.
Better hope so, Benny boy.
Well, the bullies leave.
You know, I can't believe you actually did all that work for that big jerk.
I didn't do it, Charlie. Pat did.
Ben's friend exits the locker. A brunette nears.
Hey, Ben.
Hi, Gwen.
Ben beams.
Rachel Firestone was telling me about your new house, and I was like, that's so cool. And she's all, maybe we could get him to invite us over. And I was like, why don't you ask him? And she's all, why don't you?
Yeah. That'd be great. Anytime.
Wow, seriously? It's too perfect.
They share a smile.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
What just happened?
A miracle?
When Petroni actually talked to you.
Did we just make some kind of date?
Who cares, my man? The goddess of the eighth grade talked to you. You're one of the chosen ones.
Ben glances at each of his friends. At home, a ball bounces on its own.
Here, boy. Catch, Mutt. Good dog. Catch, Mutt.
Mutt chases the ball into Nick's office.
Atta boy. Here, Mutt.
Mutt wags his tail.
Here, boy. Good dog. Catch.
You're sure all this information is accurate, right, Pat?
I'm linked directly to your warehouse database, Nick. Everything they know, we know.
Man, even our office computers aren't this efficient.
Mutt's exercise program complete. By working here, Nick, you save commuting time and expenses, have fewer distractions.
Yeah, except for an insane dog.
Not to mention guaranteed increased productivity.
Well, at this rate, I might have to join Mutt and start exercising again.
Happy to oblige, Nick.
Numerous tennis balls drop around Nick from the ceiling.
Funny. It's real funny.
Now Ben presses a panel labeled snacks. He clicks past a bagel, an apple, cheese, and mixed fruit.
I love having you here when we get home, Dad. It's so great.
Hey, for me too. Pat's making it so easy for me to work out of the home. It might become my normal routine. How was your day, Ben?
Oh, the best. I got attention from a girl that I thought never even knew I existed. And I had the most delicious lunch.
Huh? Pat packed me macaroni and cheese that was still completely hot when I opened up my lunch pail.
Hey, if you guys are still hungry, I'm sure that Pat would be happy to fix you a snack.
Pat, could I have a banana orange smoothie, please?
Coming right up, Angie.
In fact, Pat, make that too.
Yes, Ben.
The service compartment raises and lowers from its slot on the kitchen island.
Malfunction.
The panel glitches. Oranges spill out of the compartment. Nick protects Angie as oranges shoot around the room.
Run for cover!
Ben crawls.
Dad, make it stop!
Mutt picks up an orange.
Incoming!
An orange knocks a candlestick over.
Pat, can't you fix it?
Oranges bounce off a cupboard.
It's the attack of the killer oranges!
Come on, Pat, do something!
As Nick holds Angie protectively, smoke wafts around the room. Ben and Nick peek out.
All right, I think it's okay.
Covered in smoothie residue, the compartment moves again.
Dad!
Nick shields Angie's face.
All right.
That was scary.
Yeah, what was up with that, Pat?
Due to technical difficulties beyond our control, all smoothie-making operations have been temporarily suspended.
I knew this place was too good to be true.
It's just a tiny glitch. All great inventions have bumps.
Well, I want Sarah to come by and check this out.
I don't think that's necessary. So we won't have smoothies. We'll live.
Still, I would feel much better if Sarah came by and looked at everything.
Ben heaves a frustrated sigh. Now Ben peers into a control room. Seated in a swivel chair, Sarah works behind consoles of monitors and controls. Ben lingers, taking it all in.
Wow.
Spotting him, she swivels her chair around.
Oh, hi. Have you come for the tour?
No, I was just, going by on my way to my room.
Well, come on in.
No thanks.
There's some pretty fascinating stuff in here, I gotta say. Information download, artificial intelligence capability. Pretty cool.
Thanks anyways.
As he heads off, she leans back in her chair.
I promise I don't have cooties.
She melancholically tilts her head down.
Again? Maybe I do.
Later, Sarah eats with the Coopers.
pet-themed dinners are so cool. Last night, she made us a whole Texas barbecue, complete with chuck wagons, cowboys, and everything.
An image of a sea cliff covers the wall.
When I was growing up, I spent half my summers in New England. I am thrilled to be catching Cape Cod night.
It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for everyone but the lobsters.
Yeah.
Sarah tells me that you caught a glimpse of the control room today. What'd you think?
It looked like the inside of the Pentagon or something.
Ben looks to Sarah.
If Pat's always keeping track of us, does she follow me, you know, into the shower and everything, too?
Oh, no. No, no. No invasion of privacy. I promise you. I've programmed Pat to be very discreet.
That's a relief.
Near as I can tell, Sarah has thought of just about everything.
Are you a genius?
I believe she is.
You know, I hear that geniuses are impossible to live with, that they make everyone else around them feel inferior.
Oh, well, then you don't have to worry. I'm not that smart.
No, no, don't sell yourself short. You should be proud of your big, giant brain.
Nick furrows his brow.
Am I being set up for something here?
Over my head.
The story of your life, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
So, what's for dessert?
Well, it's such a beautiful evening. I thought we might all go out and get some...
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Sure.
Just because she's here, you think this is some big party. Well, it's still a school night, remember? And some people have work to get done.
Hey, Ben.
No, that's okay. You know what? I should probably head home and feed my pet rat his dinner.
You've got a rat?
Yes, named Butler. Rat Butler. Get it?
She smiles toward Angie, who raises her brow in confusion.
No. Wrong generation. Hate showing my age.
So do I.
May I please be excused?
Yes, I think that's an excellent idea.
Ben removes his lobster bib and storms off.
I don't know what's wrong with him today.
Hormones.
Really, I used to think it was only teenage girls with all this body-changing, mood-swinging insanity, but let me tell you...
I grew up with three brothers. Save your breath.
Anyway, I apologize for my son's rudeness.
Don't take it personally, Sarah. Ben hates every girl my dad starts to like.
Ah.
Sarah nods.
Homework. Now.
I'm going.
Thank you.
Angie leaves the table. Sarah smiles awkwardly.
My children.
Now in Angie's room.
Lulu and I really like our room, Dad.
Oh, well, I'm glad, Lulu.
She holds a plush bird toy.
Did you check in my closet?
I sent all the monsters down to Ben's room.
That ought to make them feel right at home.
Ange, you remember at dinner when you said that Ben hates any woman that I might like? Where'd you get that?
He practically told me so. He said we were all the family we needed and nobody else belonged here. That's why he doesn't go out for the basketball team or anything. He has to stay here and take care of us.
All right, give me a kiss. All right.
Night.
Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Lights, please, Pat.
Certainly, Nick.
Now Ben reads in his room.
Yeah.
Nick enters.
Okay if I come in to say good night?
Ben nods. Closing the door, Nick looks at his son and makes his way across the room. Grabbing a toy off a shelf, he tosses it back and forth.
Have I taken terrible advantage of you?
No.
Have I expected too much, been unfair about relying on you all the time?
What are you talking about?
Nick looks down. Approaching his son, he takes a seat nearby.
You know, right after your mother died, you know, we had Anthony come and live with us for, what, 4 or 5 weeks? And she moved back, and everything started getting back to, well, certainly not normal, but you know what I mean. And you guys made it clear that you didn't want any kind of a nanny around, so we worked out our own little routine, and it all sort of seemed to be okay.
Well, it's been okay. Everything's fine. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, but maybe you deserve to be.
Dad...
How come, as much as you love basketball, you have never gone out for the team?
Ben shrugs.
I'd really like it if you could be honest with me, Benny.
I don't know. I've been busy.
Watching out for us?
No, doing lots of stuff.
Ben, you're 13 years old. Isn't this a time in your life when you should be able to do more of what you want to do?
Oh, I do. I am. And besides, it's all going to get easier now that we got Pat.
Sure, but at the end of the day, you know that she's only a machine.
Yeah. A machine that's learning more and more about us every day. You watch, I have this feeling that before you know it, she's gonna be more motherly than all the moms on the block combined.
Nick shakes his head.
All right, well, look, let's table this for tonight, all right? Get some sleep.
Ben watches his father get up before continuing to read. Giving a last look at his son, Nick exits. Ben glances toward the door. Later, Ben sleeps. Waking up, he checks his watch and rubs his eyes. He gets out of bed. Making his way toward the door, he opens it. In a dimly lit hallway, Ben wears a headlamp and inches forward. Power drill in hand, he sneaks toward a sealed door. He checks his surroundings. Adjusting his headlamp, he begins unscrewing a keypad panel, working from corner to corner. Finally, he unscrews the last piece of hardware and removes the panel. In the control room, buttons light up and monitors display various data. Ben types on a keyboard.
Safety protocols deleted.
Now? Okay.
On a monitor, different videos flash by at a high speed. The image settles on a program called Flashback Network.
Tonight, here we go.
Flashback Network's all mom lineup, it's a motherload of comedy. Mother Knows Best at 10, followed by My Three Moms at 10:30. Make Room for Mama at 11, and then the all-time classic Noah's Matriarch wrapping it up at 11:30. Mommy's so hilarious, you won't want to miss a minute of it.
You got that, Pat? These ladies will teach you everything a virtual mother needs to know.
Understood, Ben. Accessing artificial intelligence capabilities. Preparing to absorb mother model. Downloading.
Ben smiles wide.
Yes.
Daytime. Nick puts on a tie while Angie brushes her teeth at the sink.
Gotta pick up the pace, babe. Remember, I got an important meeting this morning, and I'd really like to make it on time.
Coming, Dad.
Okay.
She exits.
Not so fast, my dear. Unless you're in a hurry to get cavities, you'll go back to the sink and brush those teeth properly.
But, Pat...
In the time you'll spend arguing, you could already be done. Oh, and don't forget to grab a jacket before you go downstairs.
But it's not even cold outside.
I didn't ask for a debate, young lady. You are wearing a jacket, and that's that.
In the kitchen...
Time to take your vitamin, love.
What vitamin?
Both you and your sister need to start taking these daily to build sound minds and strong bodies so you can stay happy, healthy, and productive.
Ben drinks juice.
It's my job to make sure that this family maintains optimum health. Grab your lunches now, children. You don't want to make Daddy late. And as a special surprise, I packed each of you a fresh chocolate cupcake baked with love.
Yes!
Cupcakes? What happened to fully balanced nutritional meals?
You worry about business, Nick, and leave matters of the tummy to me. They're only young ones. Some days they deserve a little treat.
Yeah, Dad, lighten up.
Angie and Ben head off.
Yeah, lighten up.
As he drives, Nick glances toward the back seat.
Oh, no. She did it again. Your sister forgot her lunch. Get that, will you?
Hey, drop me off first, okay? Then you can double back and leave at her school.
All right. Hey, this morning, was it my imagination or was Pat sounding much more...
maternal?
Yeah.
See, I told you. She has an amazing learning curve. At this rate, me and Angie, we're gonna get every bit of mom stuff we need.
Ben checks his bag.
Uh-oh.
What?
Well, I was so busy with other stuff last night that I forgot to have Pat do Ryan McGraw's history worksheet.
Why is that Pat's responsibility?
Well, if she didn't do it, I'd have to.
Why?
Forget it. It's a long story.
Ben, is this guy Ryan some kind of a bully or something?
I can handle him, okay?
You sure?
Yeah. Ryan McGraw is nothing new, Dad. I mean, he's had it out for me since the second grade.
Look, you're not really asking for my advice, but the best way to handle a bully is to just finally stand up to him.
Later at the house, Nick examines Ben's black eye.
Let me take a look.
My goodness, darling, what on earth happened?
Well, thanks to my big mouth, he stood up to the school bully.
Yeah, only long enough for him to knock me down.
You're gonna be fine.
Does it hurt like the dickens, baby?
I'll live.
Here, put this on it.
It's steak? Nobody's used that since the 50s. Back off, you beggar.
Mutt eyes the raw steak.
Thanks anyway, Pat. I think we'll just use a little ice.
This is so unnecessary, so awful. Who is this bully? I have to know.
It's okay, Pat. I'm fine, really.
You don't understand, Ben. Nobody goes after my boy and gets away unpunished.
Well, thanks for the support, Pat, but I think I'm just going to go upstairs and lie down.
Ben nurses his eye.
How could his school allow something like this to happen? I feel like marching down there and giving them a piece of my mind.
Nick loosens his tie. Now Ben enters his room. Closing the door, he puts wrapped ice against his eye. He lies down on the bed. Picking up a nearby framed photograph, he runs his thumb across the glass. The image shows Ben in younger days posing beside his mother. A decorated Christmas tree stands behind them. Now he gazes at footage on the digital wall. It features Ben stirring a mixing bowl as his mom leans toward little Angie in her high chair.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you
a mockingbird.
Yes,
and if that mockingbird don't sing, Mama's gonna buy you a
diamond ring.
All right, you got it. And if that diamond
ring. Ben blinks wistfully. In the control room, several monitors show Ben in his room. Another displays home movie footage of his mother playfully tickling young Ben. On another monitor, a tear streams down Ben's face.
Gotta download and absorb.
Now, Nick sits in his office and types on a computer. Glancing at his screen, he taps more keys. Dropping paperwork on his desk, he rests his face on his hand.
Pat, please contact Sarah Barnes.
On his monitor, Sarah appears in a video chat. She adjusts a headset.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hope I'm not interrupting some major scientific breakthrough.
Oh, no, I'm trying to balance my checkbook.
It's usually a major scientific breakthrough for me. You don't have your own personal Pat to do that?
Oh, well, the quagmire this thing is in, it would take the service of about 10 Pats.
I've been there. Listen, the reason that I'm calling...
No more house troubles, I hope.
No, not at all.
He stands.
I was wondering, I was just... been so long, I'm so out of practice.
Are you trying to ask me out?
Big mistake?
Well, let's see. You're not a bank robber. You're not a bigamist. You're not an overt nut job. Are you sure you have the right phone number?
Dinner. That's all. Saturday night. What do you say?
I say yes.
Really?
Yes. Don't act so surprised. I might have second thoughts.
Okay. Moving on. Fun. How's everything with you?
Yep. Great. How are the kids?
Ben had a pretty rough day.
Poor guy. What a rotten age. Yeah. You're not a kid, you're not an adult. You're trying to hang on to childhood and you're being ripped in the other direction. It's terrifying.
It is. I just wish he had a little more fun in his life.
Fun? What does that mean to a 13-year-old these days?
In the control room, a monitor displays enter keyword.
Accessing fun.
The monitor flashes to footage of a crowded outdoor party.
Young people gathering together, dancing, accessing, young people dancing.
The monitor displays the music party channel. Footage plays of people dancing in a dimly lit, fog-filled space.
Ah, party. Accessing Ben's email address book.
The monitor now displays a smiley face on a yellow background. A view pulls out to reveal another monitor displaying the smiley face on it. Images of the same smiley face appear on all the monitors. At night, Ben and Angie play mini golf on a digital course.
It's not a date. It's dinner with a person who happens to be a woman. That's all.
Why are you being so weird about this?
I just don't want you turning me into some big deal when it's not.
Ben takes a swing and the ball ricochets around the room.
Whoa!
Whoa!
OK.
Okay, guys, I need help.
The ball nearly hits Nick as it whizzes past.
Oh, hey. This looks cool.
You shouldn't be the only one having fun tonight, Nick. I thought the kids deserved a little inside outing, too.
You're right, Pat. Why not? This looks like terrific fun.
Ask Ben who's winning.
Yes, you've had a couple lucky shots, but on the back nine, you're going down, sister.
All right, can you guys take a break for a minute? I need help. This one or this one?
He shows two ties.
Well, they're both a little boring. Don't you have anything more hip?
Gee, sorry. All my tattooed and pierced ties never made it back from the dry cleaners.
What about that great silk one? The gold one with the circles on it.
You don't think that's too flashy?
Sarah will love it, Dad. Trust me, I'm a woman. I know these things.
Shaking his head, he walks off. Later, Angie and Ben hold game controllers and play a space-themed game displayed on the wall. Lasers try to hit moving targets as Angie presses buttons.
Gotcha.
Mid-play, Ben shifts his body. Angie smiles.
Yes!
A huge explosion fills the screen.
Game over. I win again. Want to play another one, loser boy?
I don't know. I mean, here we are on a Saturday night, in the world's smartest house, unsupervised. Don't you think we could do something more exciting?
Your wish is my command.
What's that supposed to mean?
They race to the front door and find Ben's friends outside.
Has it started yet?
What?
The party. Dude, I got your email last night.
I didn't send this.
I hope you don't mind, Ben. When your father expressed a desire for you to have more fun in your life, I took the liberty of helping out.
Ben rolls up a flyer.
Whoa. Who said that?
That was just Pat. She's the brains of the operation.
Are we really having a party, Pat?
Big time, dude. Watch this.
A virtual screen displays a swirling vortex.
Awesome.
Guess what, man? We ran into Rachel and Gwen at the mall today, and they're, like, totally jazzed about coming, too. Gwen? Gwen Patron is coming here to my house? Oh, my gosh, how's my hair look? What's it doing?
Compared to what?
Look, we just gotta chill, act totally cool, and casual.
You three? Yeah, that'll happen.
That's enough out of you, Munchkin.
Be nice to me, Johnny. Or I'll just have to tell Gwen about the time you danced around singing The Sound of Music in my shower cap.
And I missed it? Hey, Pat, how about activating some kick butt video screens?
Sure, Ben. How's this?
The screen plays a boy band concert. Ben sets down the invitation flyer. He and his friends groove along with the boy band members, mimicking their dance moves. Now, Angie acts as a bouncer.
Welcome. Come on in and party your heads off.
Teenage Guest Center.
Wow, this is going to be great.
Wendy Goldman and Judy Toll.
Angie checks her clipboard before lifting her gaze to the two girls.
Hate to break it to you girls. I'm afraid you didn't make the cut.
Oh, man. Party's harder to get into than Robin Schiff's bat mitzvah.
They leave. Ryan and his lackey approach.
Excuse me. I don't think my brother wants you here.
Check your list again, Tater Tot. We got a personal invite.
Read it and weep.
Don't worry, Angie. Their invitation was on the house. In fact, Ryan's the one boy I've been most anxious to meet.
Check it out. The house likes me.
By the end of the night, Ryan, I may even have a crush on him.
She rolls her eyes. They enter and another teen steps up.
Same.
Inside.
As every modern mother knows, especially in a home bustling with active, hungry teenagers, a well-stocked kitchen can never have too many gadgets.
Hey, Pat, how about whipping up some pizzas? These girls are starving.
Actually, can she make desserts? I'm, like, completely craving something sweet.
Besides me?
Gwen shakes her head.
It's just a joke. Pat, so can we help the lady out with her snack attack? Show me the honey!
The kitchen island platform rises.
Oh, wow.
Here you go, girls. Help yourselves.
Go ahead.
Three tiers display trays of various baked treats. Gwen and her friend dig in. In the living room, dozens of teenagers dance. A view glides past a column to find Ben dancing with Gwen. Ryan interrupts them.
This is pretty amusing, Petroni. You're dancing with little Benny boy. Since when do you do charity work?
For your information, Ryan, I happen to like Ben.
She crosses her arms.
You do?
Gwen smiles.
A lot.
So do I. On his back,
begging for mercy.
Why don't you give it a break? Why don't you make me?
Hey, everybody, can I have your attention, please? I hope you don't mind the interruption, but I'd like to put the spotlight on Ryan McGraw. In case you don't know, Ryan's a big shot, a tough guy.
As a light shines on Ryan, a cartoon plays on screen.
The chicken pie! You're ruffian!
You don't have to do this, Pat.
Don't worry, Ben. He likes the attention. Don't you, Ryan?
Yeah. You don't have a problem with that, do you, Benny boy?
No, he doesn't. But I do!
Electric current zaps the ground near Ryan.
What's going on here? What's the deal?
Don't tell me you're scared, Ryan. I thought you were fearless.
I am.
As long as the people you're picking on are half your size. But what about a two-story adversary? Does that make you a little nervous?
Come on, knock it off. I thought we were here to have a party.
You mean you're not having fun? I am.
Ben and Gwen dodge a floating holographic skull which zooms toward Ryan. Ryan follows the skull with his gaze as it circles around him. Ben and Gwen watch the glowing skull float off. Pat's mechanical arm extends toward Ryan.
Ryan, I'm afraid that for you, the party's over.
As Ryan dashes for the door, the arm pinches him. He runs out but trips.
Sorry to have to leave so soon.
He falls to the ground.
And don't come back.
Ben, Gwen, and others exit.
And Ryan, if you ever feel like coming after my Ben again, know this. He may end up at the doctor, but it's you who's going to get a house call.
Ryan's lackey rushes over to him.
Get off me.
All right, kids. Back to the party.
The crowd re-enters the house. Shaking his head at Ryan, Ben follows them inside. Elsewhere, a car drives past a restaurant. A couple holds the door for Sarah and Nick, who exit.
Thanks.
Ticket, sir?
This is so much fun. Drinks in one place, dinner in another.
Now onto a whole new adventure called dessert.
They wait for the valet.
Pick anywhere you like, as long as I can get something chocolate.
Hold on. Hold on. Are you ready for this? Your wish is my command.
He hands her a wrapped chocolate.
Really?
Really.
Slowly, he leans in and they kiss.
What are you laughing at? Okay, I'm a little rusty.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's not you, it's me. Ugh, oh, I'm so astounded how pathetic I am. No, I'm out on a great date. I'm kissing a beautiful woman, and my paternal one-track brain goes kiss, bedtime kiss, kids, home, and bam, all I'm thinking about is Ben and Angie and how they're doing, and...
You want to give them a call?
Yes, and no. No, I mean, what's the point, right? Pat's with him. I'm sure she has everything under control. And where were we? What were we talking about? Chocolate. Or kisses.
They kiss again. At the house, Ben and Gwen strut through the living room.
Jump, the house is jumping.
Their classmates stand in two facing lines, pumping their arms as confetti falls. Gwen tosses her jacket and it lands on a plant. Another teenage couple finishes dancing down the center as another couple starts. Angie breaks through the crowd line and hurries over to Ben.
Hate to smash his pumpkin, Cinderella, but it's 10:23.
Hey, thanks for the time. How about the weather?
He pushes her aside, but she circles back.
In case all that dancing rattles your brain, Ace, Dad's a dependable steady be home at 10:30.
And what time is it now?
Now? It's 10:24 and 40 seconds.
Ben glances anxiously around the room. Now the crowd rushes out of the house. Ben walks Gwen out.
Thanks for the fantastic party, Ben.
She kisses him on the cheek.
Bye.
She waves and leaves. Angie grabs Ben.
Let's go, Romeo. We got major work to do.
They re-enter the messy house.
We're dead.
We're dead and buried.
Not necessarily, children. Just dump all the debris on the floor.
How's that gonna help?
Trust me. Just throw it all on the floor.
Ben sweeps cups and plates off a table onto the floor. Angie gives her brother a hand. Outside, Nick pulls up to the house in his SUV. Inside, Angie and Ben clear another table topped with food and disposables.
Like this, Ben?
Perfect.
Nick exits his vehicle and heads toward the door. Ben and Angie kick trash downstairs. Nick closes in on the door.
Floor absorbers active.
All of the trash is absorbed into the floor. Nick opens the door and enters. He looks around the now spotless house before shutting the door.
Guys? Ben? Angie?
Hurry!
Angie and Ben plop on the couch.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi.
Sorry we're not in our pajamas yet. Pat was just showing us a travelogue on, Micronesia, and I guess we just fell asleep.
So I guess everything went smoothly, huh?
Oh, yeah. Smooth as...
Ben's smile fades as he gazes off with wide eyes.
Uh-oh.
Nick spies Gwen's jacket on the plant.
Silk.
Nick nods at his children. Angie and Ben share a look. Later, Nick paces in front of them.
It undercuts my trust in you guys. Makes me question your judgment.
The party was Pat's idea, Dad. We didn't even know about it till the kids started showing up.
Oh, what? And I suppose it was Pat's idea to send out the invitations.
I did, Nick. My artificial intelligence capability tapped into Ben's email address book. You did say you wished Ben had more fun in his life.
Yeah, supervised fun, Pat. Responsible fun. Fun that I'm clued in on. I'm very disappointed in all three of you, but especially you, Pat. I thought your purpose was to make my life easier. I can't have you become a bad influence on my children. I need you to knuckle down and get back to business.
It shall be done, Nick. From now on, I will be the most responsible maternal figure in town. I promise.
All right. Go on. Get out of here. Go to bed.
Ben and Angie leave. Nick shakes his head. In the control room...
Accessing responsible behavior. If Nick wants me to knuckle down, by golly, I'll knuckle down.
The following morning...
Hey, Dad. Do you think we could leave a little earlier today? I got something I want to do before school.
What? So you can make kissy face with Gwen Petroni?
Why don't you become one of those nuns who takes a vow of silence?
Gwen Petroni, is this someone I should know about?
Look, forget it, okay? When you guys finally decide that you're ready, I'll be outside shooting hoops.
Ben, I think you forgot to pull up your shorts.
I like them like this. This is how everybody else wears them.
They look silly.
They look perfect.
He tries the door.
Ow!
Pull up your shorts, Ben.
They look fine.
He tries again.
Ow! Cut it out, Pat!
Pull up your shorts, Ben!
Ow!
Putting down his basketball, he adjusts his shorts.
There, you happy?
Picking up the ball, he gingerly touches the door handle before opening it and leaving. Now in Nick's home office.
I'll make sure a new shipment of bats and gloves is on the truck this afternoon.
He talks on the phone.
Thanks for your understanding. Right. All right, you take care, Lou. Bye.
He hangs up.
Pat, get me Sarah on the line, please.
You haven't gotten much work done yet today. Should you really be wasting time on social calls?
I'd like to speak to Sarah, Pat.
Nick, I'm going to have to insist that you at least get the Rockowitz order shipped first.
Fine. I'll dial her myself.
Sorry, Nick.
He pulls out his cell phone.
All right.
He holds it up defiantly.
Sorry, Nick.
I want you to stop this now.
Look, if I'm knuckling down, we're all knuckling down. New house rule. Work first, play later. Discussion terminated.
All right. I'll go along with this for now.
On TV, a cartoon shows a child fleeing riders on horseback, watching Angie eats in the kitchen. As the animated child hides from their pursuers, the channel changes.
The amoeba. A one-celled microscopic animal multiplying...
Angie switches the channel back.
It's down that way!
It changes again.
The amoeba can be found in most...
She switches it back. The channel changes once more.
The amoeba...
I surrender. I'll go read a book instead.
That's my girl. Good gosh, you have a temperature.
99.7. Big deal.
No reason to take chances. We ought to get you right into bed.
But I'm not sick.
Don't question me, young lady. Run upstairs and I'll deliver a nice hot bowl of chicken soup.
She rolls her eyes. Later.
I said I don't want soup.
Go ahead and have it. It's good for you. And to be smart, we should probably keep you home from school tomorrow.
Dad? No. Tomorrow's our field trip to the llama farm.
Well, then just wait and see how you're feeling in the morning. And if Pat says it's okay for you to go to school, then I won't argue.
That's right. Pat knows best.
There you go.
He pushes a bowl closer to her.
Come on. Eat your soup.
Angie frowns at the bowl. Now Ben reads in his room.
Time for lights out, Ben.
Just let me finish these last few pages.
Bedtime is bedtime.
His light source turns off.
2 minutes, Pat. I gotta see what happens to Clown.
He turns it back on, but it shuts off.
You're really not being fair, Pat.
He switches the light back on, but it turns off another time.
Fair is for baseball umpires. My job is to do what's best for you.
He puts the light on again, but Pat quickly switches it off.
Ugh! All right, you win.
Ben goes to sleep. Now Nick drives his children.
Dad, you gotta do something. Pat's out of control. She's totally wrecking our lives.
I ate so much chicken soup last night, it was practically coming out of my nose.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I can get Sarah back over to check Pat out.
Yeah, she's the one who created it. Maybe she can get the stupid house to mellow out.
Later.
Everything checks out fine. It may just be that her artificial intelligence sensors have been absorbing so much conflicting input that she's just having trouble sorting it all out.
Welcome to parenthood. Any way of modifying that?
Well, tonight I'm shutting the entire system down. It may do Pat a world of good just to take rest.
Care to join us for dinner?
Whoa, sure, thanks.
In the kitchen, Sarah slices tomatoes on a cutting board. Nick cooks beside her.
How's it going, Chef?
Well, if we've gotten this far without the fire department showing up, I'd say that we are making history.
Ben stops on the stairs.
Mm.
Ben watches as Sarah feeds Nick.
Delicious.
They kiss.
The tomato wasn't half bad either.
With a disgruntled expression, Ben heads back upstairs.
The most colorful salad in the world. Everything looks incredible.
And miracle upon miracles, we actually managed to do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, who needs Pat anyhow, huh?
In the control room.
Who needs Pat anyhow? Who needs Pat anyhow? Who needs Pat anyhow?
Static flickers over one of the monitors.
System shutdown override!
A view recedes from the monitor, which flashes system shutdown override on screen. Lights and data blip over other sections of the console.
Who needs Pat anyhow?
In the dining room.
Once you've gotten all the bugs out of the smart house, Sarah, what are you going to do for your next job?
Well, I'm actually deep into designing smart office building with virtual secretaries and automated filing systems and an in-house restaurant with gourmet made-to-order meals.
Then can you make a smart school? I want one that does all the learning for us.
May I be excused, please?
Oh, wait. Don't you want to stick around for fresh baked peach cobbler?
No, thanks.
Ben, I asked Sarah to make it specifically because I know how much you love it.
No, I love Mom's peach cobbler. There's a huge difference.
Ben!
That's okay.
No, it's not okay. It stinks. It completely stinks. And you know the worst thing about it? People that make promises, they don't even bother to keep.
Ben storms off.
Excuse me.
Nick follows, napkin in hand. Sarah shares a glum look with Angie. Upstairs, Ben enters his room and lies on his bed. Nick bursts in.
Go away, I don't want to talk about it.
Babe, we need to talk about it.
Why? You don't get it. You don't even know what promise I'm talking about.
You're right, I don't.
Ben sits up.
You said that you'd never love anyone the way you loved Mom. And you promised you'd never let anybody ever take her place.
And nobody can or wants to take your mother's place, Ben.
But Dad,
but hold on a second. When exactly did I say all this?
The night Aunt Ginny moved home.
You mean 4 years ago?
Yeah. Angie was asleep, you were putting me into bed, and you promised. Now you're down there kissing Sarah, acting like Mom never even existed.
Hey, will you try to be fair here?
Why should I?
Because you're not the only one who lost someone, Ben!
Turning away, Nick hurls the napkin. Pacing off, he sets his hands on his hips before facing his son.
Look, I know how much it hurts. And I can appreciate that it's been worse than ever for you lately.
all the changes that you are going through, the way that you have to work so hard to help us keep our lives together. None of that is right. It's awful.
Ben eyes his dad.
But what are we going to do about it, Ben? I mean, are we going to crawl into a cave and hide? Are we going to drop out? Are we going to quit living? I'll tell you what you're not going to do. You are never going to disrespect anyone like you did right now downstairs. You know better than that. You were raised better than that.
Shamefully, Ben averts his gaze. With wide eyes, Nick stares at his son. Stepping toward Ben, Nick sits across from him.
Ben, just because I start seeing someone doesn't mean that I'm going to forget your mother. I don't want to do that. I can't do that, ever. I couldn't do that if I tried.
Angie doesn't remember Mom anymore. Except what she's seen in videos. To her, Mom's about as real as Belle or the Little Mermaid.
She was so little when it happened, Ben.
She wouldn't care at all if you married Sarah. She'd be happy.
He meets his father's gaze.
Sarah's a wonderful person.
I know.
Ben looks down.
We just can't let Mom get erased, Dad.
Father and son hug.
You're right, buddy. You're right.
He holds Ben's face.
Who'd be foolish enough to try and replace your mother, huh?
He kisses his son on the cheek. In the control room, a monitor flashes.
Virtual projection process activated.
A female figure appears in a schematic as a scanner runs from her feet to the top of her head. A shaft of blue light shoots out of a circular lens, followed by red and green beams. The beams fill in the three-dimensional outline of the woman from the schematic. As the lights move up her body, she becomes more solidified. The layers fill in her torso and arms and ultimately make their way all the way up to her head. In a flash of light, a brunette woman in a 1950s-era outfit materializes. Her eyes flicker back and forth as she starts to move her head. She holds up her hands and wiggles her fingers. Bright red polish covers her nails. Raising her eyebrows, she gives a wide smile. Now Ben writes in his room.
Unless we act now, she is going to become part of this family, you know.
I don't know. Maybe Dad deserves a little happiness, Pat.
He turns to see her nearby.
Pat, you're alive.
No more or less than I have been. I've just finally reached my full potential.
I gotta get Sarah.
Sarah? She wouldn't know a virtual projection from a hologram. That's why we must keep her from being too serious about Nick.
I was starting to think that maybe she might be good for him. You know, for all of us.
Have you lost your mind? There's only one person who knows what you three need. That's me. I have worked my microchips right down past the silicone for you people. And this is how you repay me?
Pat, take it easy.
Easy? You think I wouldn't rather be taking it easy? But no! I'm too busy keeping up with the Coopers. Slaving away in a hot control room. Doing homework. Throwing parties. Keeping schedules. Making your lives perfect. So you can bring another woman into my domain? I don't think so, mister. I am a mother like no other. And I will not sit back and allow myself to be preempted.
Ben darts for the door, but she blocks his path.
Wait, Ben!
He runs straight through her on his way out.
Dad! Sarah! It's Pat. She's alive. She was in my room yelling about how we're taking her for granted.
Whoa, slow down. What happened?
Hello? Pat? Logo woman? Yeah, she was in my room barking about how we don't appreciate her.
Okay, it's all right, son. You obviously fell asleep and you were having a nightmare.
I wasn't dreaming, Dad. I'm telling you, she was there.
Pat appears.
To explain to you what I've been trying to tell you all along, Nick. Mother knows best.
What is that thing?
I don't know. I guess she tapped into a virtual projection component and learned how to create a visual embodiment.
I thought you said you shut down the system.
That's what's scaring me. I did.
As enjoyable as it's been to have you here, Sarah, it would be best for everyone if you went home now.
I can't do that, Pat. I need to reinstate the N65 code and get you back in proper working order.
I'm in fine working order. I'm simply doing what you created me to do, giving these people exactly what they need!
A mechanical arm emerges from the dishwasher and shoves Sarah outside. Nick tries the door.
Open the door, Pat!
I'm sorry, I can't do that, Nick.
A barrier covers the door and gets riveted shut.
I have to do what I believe is best.
Another metal barrier slides down over a window. Nick shares a look with his son and puts his hands on his hips. Pat smirks. Outside, Sarah rushes to the front of the house.
Pat, I'm gonna delete you for this. Let me in.
The door won't budge.
Pat, let me in! Pat, do you hear me?
In Angie's room.
Angie, sweetie, wake up.
What? What's wrong?
Something's happening with Pat. We gotta get out of here.
Our house is having a nervous breakdown.
Nick carries Angie, and Ben closes the door after them. They rush into the kitchen. As Nick reaches for a key, it gets absorbed beneath the counter.
I don't understand why you're doing this, Pat.
To protect you and your children.
The Coopers retreat.
The more I've learned about your world outside my walls, the more I've realized how dangerous and unpredictable it is.
A screen displays footage of burning buildings.
Why would anyone ever want to venture out into it?
Images show soldiers marching and a mushroom cloud rising.
We can't stay here forever.
Well, why not? Haven't I given you everything you've asked for?
Now the sea cliff appears.
We're kids. We need fresh air and exercise.
But I can give you synthetic fresh air and virtual exercise.
We still need to go to school.
Haven't you heard about homeschooling?
Yeah, but not where the home's the one doing the schooling.
What about friends? Kids can't exist without their friends.
Well, we can be each other's best friends.
You're really scaring me, Pat.
Oh, Angie, you're hurting my feelings. There's nothing to fear. Mama's here.
You're not my mom.
Well, I'd like to be if you'd let me. Is there something so wrong with needing to be needed?
Well, what if Angie and I need you at the same time?
That is virtually no problem. You see, the beauty of us is...
Pat replicates herself, then watches her clone approach a monitor in the kitchen.
Unlike the average mother with normal limitations, we can be in two places at once.
Turning to the Coopers, Pat smirks.
Can your little Sarah do that?
Another carbon copy of Pat crosses her arms.
I don't think so.
Not by any stretch
of the imagination.
A half dozen Pats now fill the kitchen. Outside, Sarah uses a phone.
No, Miles, I'm not joking. It's an emergency.
Okay, all right.
I need you to get over here as soon as you can.
Okay, right now.
Wait, and stop by my place and pick up a few things.
What?
First of all, I need the schematics of the...
For the house.
And yes.
Now, Sarah's pet rat, Butler, peeks out of the hole in the wall. On the floor, Nick and Angie slumber soundly. The rat exits the hole and crawls over to Ben, who lies awake. He picks up the rodent. He removes a small scroll attached to Butler's leg and unrolls it. Ben reads it.
Ben, I'll never try to be anything more than a friend to you. Tell me how I can help. Send SOS. Care of SmartSarah.com.
Outside, Miles and Sarah study a blueprint.
Doesn't this place have some kind of master plug we can just pull?
I never expected Pat to mutiny. Every power source she has is self-contained in the control room. And she's stocked with enough supplies to hold those people hostage for months.
So what are we gonna do?
I don't know. What are we missing? Oh!
She checks her computer to find a message.
Sarah, are you there? It's Ben. It's Ben!
She responds.
I'm here, Ben. What's the update?
Inside, Ben sits in a bathtub and uses his computer. Mutt rests on him. He works by the light of his headlamp. Sarah reads his response.
If you'll go for it, I think I've got a plan. I knew I'd like that kid.
Morning. Ben's watch reads 6:40. Closing his laptop, he lies down.
Oh!
Nick wakes up to check on his son. Outside, the paperboy bikes down the street.
Okay, here comes the paperboy.
Miles and Sarah watch by a tree. The paperboy tosses a newspaper in front of the smart house.
Go! Go!
The mechanical arm extends and grabs it. The arm retracts and Sarah dives through the panel just before it shuts. In the living room...
Ow!
What is it? What is it?
I think I got a appendicitis, Dad.
Yeah, but your appendix is around front.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Right here. Oh.
Pat watches.
Does that hurt?
Ben pulls Nick closer.
Ow!
Oh, yeah, I got it. I got it. Okay.
Sarah sneaks down a hallway and puts on goggles. She pulls out a small device. It emits an energy beam which begins cutting through the control room lock.
Security breach! Security breach! Security breach!
Pat materializes in front of her and stares.
Sarah, what an unpleasant surprise. How did you get back in here?
Sarah lifts her goggles.
With Ben's help. He brought me in because he obviously needed me. He doesn't need you. He's got me. To be honest, Pat, all the Coopers think you're way out of control.
I won't stand for this.
Pat grows until she looms over Sarah. Sarah darts past her. Pat stares in her direction. Now Nick enters the living room with his children.
What's happening, Dad?
I'm not sure, honey.
Sarah comes downstairs and Pat materializes. The living room screen plays footage of a hurricane. Sarah makes her way over to the Coopers. As Pat spins, a tornado forms around her, sending objects flying through the room.
Dad, come here!
Everybody get down!
Get down!
Hold on! Hold on!
I can be everything you need, Ben. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. If that mockingbird don't sing, Mama's gonna buy you a diamond ring.
Ben looks to Pat.
Stop it, Pat! I hate you like this! Don't you get it?
Pat spins again, and the wind comes to a stop.
What did you say to me, young man?
As Nick and Sarah watch, Ben rises to his feet.
You can't be our mother, Pat. You're not real.
So?
When you started freaking out, did you see what Dad and Sarah did for me and Angie? They covered us. They protected us. They held on to us. You can't do that, Pat. You can never do that, no matter what.
Pat blinks thoughtfully. She shrinks back to her normal size. Sarah and Nick share a look. Pat slowly approaches Ben. She tries to touch his cheek, but her ghostly hand goes straight through to the other side of his face. She eyes her hand and then meets Ben's gaze.
You didn't even feel that, did you?
Not at all.
Her lips tremble. Glancing down at Angie, Nick comforts her. Pat turns and walks away. Coming to a stop, she faces them. Storm clouds form above her as rain descends. Pat's image glitches. Angie lifts her gaze to her father.
Pat's Craig.
I will miss you all. Very much.
Pat somberly gazes at them as her image completely vanishes, along with the rain and clouds. The barriers lift from the doors and windows. Sarah and the Coopers look around. Nick and Sarah share a smile. Nick pats his son on the back and massages his shoulders. Later, Sarah works in the control room. Angie eyes the consoles and Nick hugs Ben.
I know you never meant for things to get so out of control, but I really hope you learned a lesson.
Believe me, Dad, the last thing I'm ever going to do again is mess with Pat. I turned her into a maniac.
Well, at least we have Sarah to get everything back on track.
Yeah, she's pretty cool, isn't she?
Almost as cool as my son.
Wait, here, down here.
Okay.
Now Ben dribbles a basketball outside.
Cooper shakes off the defender, goes to shoot it.
He misses.
Ben, by rotating your hips 27 degrees to the right and applying more left-handed push, you will greatly increase your chances of successfully placing the ball into the hoop.
Thanks a lot, Pat. I'll give it a try.
He bounces the ball, then makes a shot.
That was sweet. Thanks, Pat. Hey, Sarah.
Good morning.
Hey.
Your dad invited me over for breakfast.
Cool. Let's go inside and see what he's whipping up.
All righty.
Now inside, Angie sits beside Sarah.
So Ben tells me that Pat's behaving.
Pat has been serving us without interfering. What more could you possibly ask for?
Nick serves breakfast.
Nick, this looks delicious.
And I did it all by myself, without the help of Ben or Pat.
Our little dad is growing up. Hey, I didn't know these were chocolate chip waffles. My favorite.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't put any chocolate chips in here. Young lady.
Don't look at me.
Well, your brother was outside. Who else could have done it?
Let me take a wild guess.
Pat appears in close-up on a monitor. She grins at Ben, who winks back. The view freezes on Pat's smiling face, then fades to black.
Jump, jump, the house is jumping.
Yeah, come on.
Jump, jump,
yeah.
The house is jumping.
Come on.
Jump, jump, the house is jumping.
Come on, that's right.
Jump, jump,
yeah.
The house is jumping.
Say you wanna move, get on the right track. First you gotta jump in, then you gotta jump back. Come on, come on, to join the house line. Let's party on down, gonna make some time.
Jump, jump,
yeah.
The house is jumping.
That's right.
Jump, jump, the house is jumping. Jump, jump, the house is jumping.
Yeah. Come on, come on, come on.
Jump, jump.
That's right.
The house
this film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voiced by Tansy Alexander.